Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, wankers and spankers, husbands and wives, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, brothers and sisters. And tonight, if you're listening to me live, I want to welcome you to my womb room. It is the eve of Masturbation Month. Woo! It's coming! So am I. Well, almost. I'm riding my Sibian. Woo! Into a new show. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. And I'm feeling good. That's what masturbation is all about. It's not about procreation. It's not even about relationships, except for your relationship with yourself. It's all about the recreation. Play. Come. Let us play. And it's just a minutes away. Masturbation month, the merry month of May. Yes. We love masturbation month, don't we, Captain Max?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but he's not on microphone.
We sure do.
Yes, we do. Because much as we are a couple, well, you know, I mean, we've been together over 24 years of marriage and even longer being friends and lovers. But, I mean, no matter what, the longest term relationship you or I will ever have is the one that you have with yourself. So, make it a good one. And that's what Masturbation Month is all about. Everybody masturbates. Yes, I have some flashcards. There are great benefits to masturbation. So often we hear about the drawbacks. But let's talk about some of the benefits. Yes, indeed. One, masturbation is natural. We're not the only ones. Bonobos spank the monkey, too. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, even my snake, Eve. Well, she doesn't have arms to reach her, unfortunately. she can't do it that way. We're very, very lucky, we humans. As George Carlin once said, if God had intended us not to masturbate, he or she would have made our arms shorter, right? Like Tyrannosaurus Rex. Or Eve, although I've seen Eve rubbing up against her rocks, you know, in this sensuous way that I find very masturbatory. So many things are. But Eve is, you know, she's an old snake. She's about 15, 16 years old. So I wanted to bring her out to say hi, but I'm going to put her away. She is our Eve, our snake, in our Garden of Eden, where we are broadcasting live from Bonoboville. And yes, I have some special guests tonight who are going to help me with some of the other benefits of masturbation. And maybe I'll turn up my Sibian. And I've got all kinds of other toys here too tonight, including a Bill Clinton dildo, because we wouldn't have Masturbation Month if not for Bill. Really. We can thank Bill. And it was before he got caught with, you know, his spooge on that dress. It was when he fired Dr. Joycelyn Elders, U.S. Surgeon General, for suggesting that masturbation should be taught. Not how to play with yourself, okay? But just taught as a method of safe sex. Yes, he fired her. That's why we call, you know, spanking the monkey, firing the Surgeon General. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. And that's why the good ladies of Good Vibrations and the godmother of masturbation, Betty Dodson, started this great month, Masturbation Month. So here we are. And here is the lovely Dayton Rains. Yes, indeed. Associate Hi. Producer of DrSusie.tv. Can I hear an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
Hey, women.
Are we going to masturbate?
We're very springy tonight.
We are.
Well,
I'm going to spring onto something.
I've started by playing with my snake, so, and vibrating my vulva, but I think I can't do both at the same time. So,
here,
can
I got Eve.
Provide the Eve container here. Yes, indeed. And yes, Evie is going to go back into her little container. Okay. And I also want to introduce someone new. Yes, like bonobos, we love our old friends, but we love strangers. Oh. And the new girl in town tonight, who is a little bit of an expert in this subject and some others that I'm very excited to talk with her about, as well as maybe some other things. She is Savannah Fire.
Hi.
Hey, Savannah Fire. Welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show. Welcome to Bonoboville.
Thank you.
I'm having a good time already, as you can see. We want to thank 360 Models and Isaiah for bringing us Savannah. Huh? Mm-hmm. And so, Savannah, welcome.
Thank you.
So, you just found out it was Masturbation Month.
I know, that's awesome.
Have you ever celebrated it before?
I have not. I feel like I celebrate it every day, though.
Every day. You know, that's a good point, because a lot of people say, well, why just 1 month? And yes, of course, we should masturbate as often as we like, really.
I agree.
Unless we get skin abrasions or, I don't know, there could be some reason not to, but very few reasons not to. And yet, this is a month in which we don't just do it, we celebrate it and we honor it, you know, like Women's History Month, you know. We shouldn't always appreciate women, but this is the month we talk about it, you know. So, Merry Masturbation Month. I'm saying it in advance. It starts on May Day, which is also, I think, become Ecosexual Day or something like that. I think Dr. Annie Sprinkle has dubbed it Ecosexuality Day. And it's also May Day, the day we dance around the maypole. I got a maypole right here. Yeah. So have you ever ridden a Sibian?
I have.
You have?
Yes.
Is that something you enjoy?
I do like it.
Yeah. I'm going to turn mine up a little bit. What is your favorite way to masturbate?
Usually the Hitachi, which is kind of similar to the, I don't have a Sibian. So kind of similar.
We just so happen to have one here. A Hitachi. Yeah, Hitachi is really, really powerful and yet gentle. It's got that right rhythm, you know. I mean, they've got some sort of formula that, you know, is very powerful. But you have to plug it in. And then there are the little newfangled things, like Dayton brought us here. This is a Trojan. What is this?
Bullet. The bullet. Trojan bullet. A Trojan bullet. Actually gets pretty intense.
It does. It does. It does. Oh, there we go. All right.
So put it up
gets
to four.
Intense. You know, and it hits the spot, especially, you know, if you're driving or kind of, I don't know, traveling and you don't want to take a big heavy Hitachi. So there's different types of masturbation toys for everyone. I also have, of course, the king of kink, perhaps also the king of masturbation. I'm not sure. You implied that in your message to me. Simon Odysseus Blaze, welcome Woo! Back to Bonoboville.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, you ever ridden a Sibian?
I have.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
At the Purple Palace. Yeah. I have a clitoris, remember?
I know. I don't like it.
Oh, yeah. You felt it. That's right.
Yeah. I felt it.
Yeah. You know my clit.
I do know your clit. It's really nice. I know your clit. But I don't care. I don't really like the Sibian. That's why I was asking if you like it. Some people like it.
Have you tried it with the attachments?
Yes. No. Thank
that
you.
That works better for me, personally.
You like the attachments.
Attachments.
I don't
I think
like
maybe it. She didn't like the attachments.
I don't like the attachments. I did a whole solo girl shoot with the attachments for 12 hours. So, nah, I'm good.
Oh,
I don't
ever
want to touch that thing again.
Well,
because it's
you know,
so intense.
That might have been a little too much too soon. See, right now, what I'm doing, honestly, it's just a little bit racier than just kind of riding on a merry-go-round. You know, you're riding one of those nice big horses that spread your legs and your lips open and vibrate you. Whew. And yet, you know, it doesn't feel invasive. It feels very nice. I like that. But, you know, I'm the kind of gal that would get off sitting on a washing machine, you know, before I got a vibrator. This is now vibrating my knee. Okay. So,
you're vibrating everywhere.
So, Simon, what is your favorite way to masturbate?
With the G5 GBM Professional Handheld Massager.
What is that?
Okay. I'm not even going to try to repeat that, and they're not a sponsor yet, but he wants to know about it.
It's a chiropractic level apparatus that professional athletes will use. It basically has the wallop of a Sibian, but it's handheld and very quiet, relatively speaking.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, and it rubs you on the outside.
It does a circle. Instead of the Hitachi, which goes back and forth, it does the circle.
So it does.
Well, you could do a circle with a Hitachi. You just have to. It's all in the wrist
manually,
action.
Manually, but it's happening 55 cycles per second.
Right. I don't know how you feel about that, Savannah, but I don't always want to circle myself.
I'll bring mine the next time.
Oh, the next time.
Next time I'll bring it.
Okay. Well, masturbation can be any time of year, but masturbation month is kicking off tonight here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. So I have all these different types of toys, including Nature's Own dildos. Well, facsimiles of Nature's Own dildos. Actually, I'm not sure about using corn or a real banana, Cucumbers, though, very good. And if you put a hot dog in a condom, well, I wouldn't do it. But I've heard quite a few people swear by it. They love it. Yeah.
People do it, too. Microwave I think, them really, first, it's kind of skinny.
When you cook them.
So let's see. The first thing here. Do we want to get a couple of you ladies up here with me? You
sure.
Know? I mean, I have various things. You can play with the things or pretend to play with the things. Or just examine the things, and we have things. Oh, and you're now sitting on a Buck Angel sword dildo.
Oh, I don't want that up my ass.
Well, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to go up your ass.
I know, but I was sitting on it.
Okay, so masturbation is natural. Animals do it of all sorts, not just humans. And then we have number 7.
Oh, wow, the whole bed's vibrating.
It is. Right. You're going to have to
deal.
It
actually feels really good.
And
thank you.
Masturbation is convenient, right?
Very convenient.
It is.
As Truman Capote says, you don't have to dress up for it, right? Do you want to hold this?
And sure.
You could be you want to be a sex educator. I do. Right? So
absolutely.
You're educating, right? I mean, that's true. It is convenient. Sometimes sex with a partner is not convenient.
True.
For you or for your partner. So, you know, masturbation is only up to you. And, yeah, you can do it in so many ways, at so many times. I mean, how about this? Just squeezing and releasing your Kegel muscles while at the gym. Anybody ever do that?
I do it all. I don't go to the gym, but
right.
I do it all the time.
I don't
even sitting there.
I used to go to the gym. That was before I met Max. I would go to the gym,
really?
And I would see some hot, you know, guy or girl, and then I'd do my leg crunch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the leg crunches, and
you're
then
so
the back
perverted.
And forth. I'm very perverted.
That's awesome.
That's why you're such a good masturbator.
I'm a great masturbator. All right, so number 6. Masturbation is ecosexual. What do we mean by that? Well, ecological and sexual. It's very ecological. You don't make babies from it, you know.
Right.
It doesn't pollute
the earth
or anyone else. You know, they call it self-pollution. That's the old term for it. But really,
masturbation is self-pollution?
It's one of those churchy
Jesus
terms
Christ.
That's been used, right?
Isn't Jesus here with us?
Who else here is old enough to have ever heard self-pollution or self-abuse? And there
I
we
haven't
go.
Heard that, but I've heard
well,
that,
I know that
it's bad.
You're not supposed to touch yourself in the Catholic Church.
Okay.
You know, it's very naughty. You'll go to hell.
There's Jesus.
There's right. Jesus?
You can masturbate with Jesus.
It is considered to be, this is my jackhammer Jesus, by
I
the way,
this.
And it is made by Divine Interventions, just a plug, and it will plug you
awesome.
Real
I've been
good.
Wanting to get that.
Yeah. What no, religion were you brought up with?
I was brought up Catholic.
Catholic, all right. Well, hold on to this. You may want to use it. And
yeah.
I mean, even if you want to just try to see if you can get it in your mouth.
Put it in your mouth. It'll be fun.
And then I'll have... Jesus is in her now.
Woo!
Okay. So, masturbation is ecosexual, and it is, you know, keeps you in tune with the earth, especially if you do it outdoors, right? Awesome. It's so much fun.
That
have
is
you,
a lot
have you ever
of fun.
Masturbate outdoors?
I've done that many times, yes.
In the ocean, letting the ocean...
Yeah, I was going to say, at the beach, it's really nice.
I'm masturbating now. Don't let me stop you if you want to masturbate. And, you know, masturbation can mean a lot of things. Okay, number 5. Masturbation is safe. Pretty safe. I mean, unless you're sticking light bulbs up your rectum or doing some of those auto-asphyxiation things that kill people, really. I do not recommend that. People do it. What can I say? At least it's just you and not somebody else you're strangling, but I don't recommend it. You shouldn't do it. But, I mean, mostly you're just choking the chicken, right?
And
you're not choking yourself.
Well, you're not going to get an STD.
Well, yeah. You're not going to get an STD from yourself. Now, you could if you're using dirty toys.
Dirty toys will get, yeah.
Dirty toys will give you a kidney infection.
Don't use dirty toys. Don't double dip.
Uh-uh.
If you're using dirty toys, you are not very educated.
Right. You have to clean your toys and put condoms on them. Okay.
Ew.
You want to hold that? Masturbation is safe. But, you know, I mean, 9 times out of 10, 99% of masturbation is not going to hurt you. I mean, unless you hurt yourself, you know, sticking
Don't
pins.
Don't use a shop vac.
There you go. Right. You know? That is kind of popular.
That, yeah, people sometimes like to do things like that. It's not good for you.
Masturbation is relaxing. Number 4. Right. Somebody said, you know, it's so great to masturbate because you don't have to talk to anybody afterwards. It's like you get to just go vroom. You don't have to say, was it good for you? That was great. Thank you. Oh, I love you. You know, I mean, I love to say those things. Don't get me wrong. Those are great things, right?
Really? You can't just go to sleep? What a selfish bitch I am.
It's very, you know, I think
I
I'm going to, do I get
I
to
only
mask?
Care if it's
no,
good for
you
me,
know,
really.
It is
I didn't
kind
know
of selfish.
To ask politeness or.
It's, but, you know, sometimes it's good to be selfish. Sometimes a little bit selfish. And hey, it's better to be selfish by yourself than with when you're with someone. Although you can, of course, do mutual masturbation. That's a whole other thing. We're talking about self.
Titty fucking masturbation?
I don't know. Let me see your tits.
Okay.
Okay.
Yay.
I'm masturbating.
Is this masturbation for a man? Like if they titty fuck me, is that a form of like jacking off?
No, I would say that's titty fucking.
Oh, but I mean it's not a form of it? Because I'm not getting really much pleasure out of it. It's more for
I think
men.
We'll have to take a vote. I say it is titty fucking. It is not actual masturbation. What do you say?
That's what I think too, titty fucking.
Don't let me influence your vote.
No.
Okay.
No,
I think it might
think.
Be a half and half.
Okay.
Because they're kind of holding their cock at the base, usually.
But there's the two of you together, right. And it
Wait,
doesn't involve...
You can masturbate together, no?
But then that's...
It's stretching the definition
of
masturbation.
All right, I was just curious. I needed the definition.
Would you like to weigh in?
I think it's a hybrid.
I would like to have some microphone-age here.
Hold on.
Whoa.
There we go.
There you go.
All right. I think it's a hybrid.
Oh, it just
Between
went
master,
like
a masturbatory experience using someone's breasts.
It's a hybrid
yeah.
version of
you
masturbation.
You know when it's that. A masturbatory experience? When they're kind of closing their eyes and they're just, I hate to say this, Dayton, but honestly, I feel it's a mass, when they say, oh, you're just using me as a masturbation toy. You
when
know?
When guys say that?
When if a girl says that, say, or a guy could be
Who
used.
Who says that?
Lots of people.
Oh, I never said that to anybody.
I mean, maybe they don't say it
that.
Directly to
Thank
the
you
lover.
For giving me
no,
a new
you know what?
Tactic.
They say
That's
it to
great.
Me as a therapist. They say, okay, a woman might say to me, you know, we have sex, but he's just using me as a masturbation toy.
Ladies say this?
Ladies say this. And men will say to me, yeah, we have sex, but honestly, I'm just using her as a masturbation toy.
I've never heard this.
Well,
see, I've
I've
heard
never
that.
Even thought
You've
of it.
You've heard that.
I've never I think of it as somebody who's not really into it, and it's not like a mutual thing. It's kind of like they're just getting off.
Right.
And they're not engaging.
At least
you
in that
whatever.
Moment. Oh, I mean, they could love the other person. And well, I've heard this from people that are married for
really
years.
I'm really confused. I feel like we're a little bit retarded, mentally handicapped. I never really heard this. I'm not joking. Well, I've never even thought of that.
I'm glad to teach you something
Thank
on
you.
This show. Because the next thing here, the next benefit of masturbation is 3, masturbation is educational.
Yay.
So obviously talking about masturbation is educational too, because look at all Dayton is learning.
I learned a whole bunch.
Right.
I really did. I didn't know that people felt that way. I'm like still like little flabbergasted.
Well, it's not the greatest way to feel, but then again, it's not a terrible thing to do. You know, sometimes if you have sex like regularly, you're going to kind of do it sort of half asleep and maybe like you're masturbating. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not really the you know,
Simon
dictionary definition of masturbation. The dictionary definition would
this
be
all sounds very sad.
Manual. Mast means hand, not tits. And, you know, masturbation actually does mean pollution of the hand or something like that. It's a bad wow. word in a way.
Now I learned something new
it's
too.
It's our word.
And I'm usually pretty good with words. But
that's why we like to say self-love, self-pleasure. Sex for one is when you masturbate yourself. Now, if you play with your tits when you masturbate?
No.
What's your favorite way to masturbate? When you're by yourself and all you want to do is have an orgasm, what do you like to do?
Oh, well, it's so simple, and it'll be very boring, so I
promise. Oh, no, we love this kind of boredom.
Oh, I'm super boring. I fuck in every position all the time.
Yes,
so
yes.
It's not that fun for me.
Okay.
It is sometimes, but really just toy, clit. I can come in like 30 seconds, bam, on my
toy head. On clit. Like this
Done.
Kind of
Thanks,
toy?
Bye.
Or Hitachi?
I'm smoking a cigarette, have a sip of juice, right. And I'm out of here.
You know, that is the most popular way for women to masturbate.
So. Sometimes.
Right?
How about you? The rabbit toy, though, the rabbit toy is good.
I mean, there are many variations.
If you really want to get fucked good and you haven't been fucked in a while, the clit stimulation and the big dick in you is pretty good, I will say.
You like clit stimulation, too, don't you, Frankie?
You
I mean,
yeah,
Simon.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, I mean,
of course.
I've touched his clitoris.
I like you both.
I don't know proper term. What do you want?
Yeah,
I can say him, her.
Especially since you're dressed like a guy right now,
both
sort of.
The same.
Okay, thank you
I
for
that.
That. I
wear
was
jeans
a little
and
bit
t-shirts.
Confused. I
not those kind of shoes, though.
My boots.
But I have felt your clitoris. It's there.
Yeah.
I'm feeling my clitoris right now.
Woo!
Woo-hoo.
I'm looking for the Maddox bike here. I'm
going
to try to stimulate myself, but I don't even know where it is.
I think we need the new one, Nick.
The old one is a bit rickety.
Yeah, it's kind of.
Yeah.
We rode it till the wheels.
We
fell
did.
Off.
We did. we rode it quite a bit, and we loved it. We did. I'm not sure where it is now, but it's it's been taken away.
I tighten the handle. We tighten the handlebars.
You tighten the handlebars.
Yeah. So I just need it to come back on here, so I can give a demonstration for me to masturbate.
Oh.
And I think we have a male masturbator too.
Okay. Well, if we're gonna do that, we would have to have a spotter, because it is rickety.
Oh. Who wants to spot me?
A shirtless spotter.
Hollywood
Jekyll.
Yeah, oh, you want to do it?
Excellent. Okay. All right.
Yay.
Okay. So masturbation is educational. We got to go through the... Well, no. We're going to save it. Yeah. Okay. We got two. Masturbation is educational. Actually, it really is. You learn about yourself.
Right.
And what you need, just in case you're with a partner that doesn't know, which is most of the time, right? So then you can take care of it yourself. You're not dependent on your partner. Okay, two, masturbation is healthy, okay? That's right. It can temporarily clear up your sinuses. It can temporarily cure a headache.
It can also tighten your Kegel muscles as a female, because you're squeezing, you tighten your Kegel muscles
yes.
when you go to have an orgasm. So it can actually make your vagina tighter.
It does, and it can... Just, you know, get you ready if you're going to have a baby or if you're trying to recover from having a baby.
Or what about before you start your period?
And also all the kind of period complaints.
Start your period.
And women vary about when that's good. You know, sometimes before, sometimes after, sometimes during. You find what is good for you. And men, of course. Masturbation is healthy because mm-hmm. you're going to develop prostate problems if you don't get rid of that excess, darlings. And, I mean, you can do it with regular sex, but, you know, you got to have a lot of regular sex. And don't be pestering your partners. Just, you know, spank
Jack
that
off.
Monkey.
I'm always promoting that. I'm telling people. It's healthy.
I love to jack people off, honestly. I give a really good hand job. I'm just saying. I do.
And
I'll take your word for it.
I can give you a hand job too, but it would be a different one. But I think it's fun to give like a hand job every once in a while.
I kind of like
ladies
it
out there, if you're watching, give
know
your guy a hand job one
thyself.
Time.
Masturbate. And yeah, hand job, when we're talking about mutual masturbation, it does help you to get to know your partner. But certainly, this is all about knowing yourself. That is a great benefit of masturbation. There are so many benefits to this thing that we used to call self-pollution. And that we can do so many different ways, and that we celebrate in the month of May. And May feels like a pink month, right? Right? And you're in red, so you should take off that dress.
Okay.
Take your dress off.
And we, okay, let's do that before the bike enters, because the bike is going to steal some, you know, attention here. So here we go, and da-dum-dum. Woohoo! And
oh, your butt is
hot,
so cute.
Hot body. Whoa, natural, beautiful, and luscious. Savannah Fire. Woo. All right. Very, very beautiful. Can you turn around and just kind of, whoa. Yeah.
Hot. Have greater asses. So
nice,
cute.
Very nice ass. Spank the monkey, spank the ass. Get a little book spanking. Yeah, I'm going to give you this book, you know. So, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. You're a Sex at Dawn fan. You're going to love the Bonobo Way. Absolutely. And so, now, we have our spotter. And let us bring the bike into the main area and see.
You need to put a condom on there.
I have a condom.
You do? Okay.
Yes, we have a condom.
Really, you're asking a hooker? I have a condom, Captain Max.
Sex worker, dear.
Sex worker, hooker, whatever anyone wants to call me.
Okay.
Or.
Well, you know, sometimes people do like to be called.
You all are masturbators anyway.
These kind of masturbatory names. These are things that people like to masturbate to.
That's what they do like to masturbate to.
Yeah, they don't masturbate to the term sex worker. It's
right.
True. They
so like it was a fun thing.
Yeah, I know. All right, so here we have the Mad X Bike, thanks to Nick Salazar, who needs to get us the new version because we have worn this one just into the ground. We've worn it through many bike races, but Dayton is just really enamored with it. I mean, she loves pink. That's part of it. And so tell us why, Dayton, you want to ride the Mad X bike, even in its broken down state.
I just want to try it. I think that Nick should see how great I am at it. So he has the ambition to build us a new one, perhaps.
Mm.
And so we can get more women to have orgasms on a Mad X bike.
Oh, yeah.
Because we can't have them, they can't come on a broken down one. So we're going to see if you can make me come on the broken down Mad X bike because it's had so many miles.
Okay. We're going to see.
The Frequent Flyers Club.
Yeah. Well, it does have the Hitachi that just hits right up against your clit, and that's the main thing. And then it's got this attachment that, I don't know.
First, I'm going to put a little of Astroglide.
Oh, Astroglide. Shout out, babies. You know, you need that if you have, you know, condoms.
Right.
It's very good, you know, very friendly to latex. Now, if you don't need a latex-friendly lube, well, I recommend Cannabelly, cannabis-infused coconut oil. That is not only juicy for your pussy, it's just delicious for your lickish. Yes, feels so good, tastes so good, and gets you high. Yeah.
The condom's baggy.
The condom is baggy because this is kind of a, you know. A
well, it's a makeshift.
This is a
it's
simian,
a makeshift. It's okay.
Sort of attachment.
We lost the original.
Someone's vagina
noose.
Must have swallowed it.
Goes there.
All right. So now Jake is the one who is used to keeping this thing straight. I think you have to kind of hold it at the bottom. And maybe you have to get on your knees and hold it in front. No, on, yeah, exactly, like in front. And maybe we should lose the tutu here. There you go. Okay, and she's got it on.
Susan, Dr. Susan.
Yes.
Dr. Susan.
Yes, Max. Oh! We have a masturbating doll. Actually, it's a masturbating transgender doll. I love it. Very cute. Okay, so Dayton is now riding the Mad X bike like halfway. Or
I'm on.
You're on.
But I don't like the way it makes my stomach look.
Okay, Nick, do you hear that? You have to do something about the stomach. I think a seatbelt is
required. Yeah, because this is like a terrible. It's not even pretty. Look how long my arms are over like this.
Mm.
Really, it should be more, you know, like handles here so you get this position, right?
If you were really masturbating, then you wouldn't care what you looked like. That's
one of the
great things about masturbating is it gives you a break from worrying about your stomach and all those other things. But, yeah, this thing needs, we definitely need a new Mad X bike.
I pulled the fancy part out.
All right. So, maybe you need to put your feet on the ground. Maybe not over there. No? No?
Oh, yeah. That's
better.
That's better? And then you can stretch your stomach out. Oh. Okay. Here we go.
Maybe I can do it backwards.
Backwards. Interesting. Okay, here we go.
Kind of like that was reverse cowgirl, and this is just going to be cowgirl masturbating like this.
I see.
Doesn't that look better? Then you can't see my stomach.
See, look, this is what is the main objective of, you know, a lot of porn stars and models is, how does it look? How does it look?
As long
right.
As I look good, I don't care.
Right.
Do I look good now?
And, I mean, there is an aspect of masturbation, which we call, what do we call that? Performance masturbation, I guess. That's what that is. All right, so,
okay.
How you doing?
I'm fine. I don't know when the vibrator is going to turn on, because this me riding this weird little short
okay, dick so I think that...
Except show.
There, okay. Now, I think
okay, I like
you want to...
Susan?
Oh, yeah. We need another condom.
I'm from the health department.
Well, this one isn't going to go inside of you. Oh, a feather. Well, that just is going to make it tickle. It's like a French tickler. Okay, there we go.
Okay.
Everything is Measure B compliant. All right, so now we're going to turn it on.
Okay, now.
Now maybe you try it that way. And I'll kind of hold your back. Keep you from tipping over, maybe.
I don't think I'll tip over. I'm awfully short. I'm too short. Look.
No, that's because you, you're supposed to sit on it. Well, you see, the attachment isn't in the right place.
The weenie doesn't go in.
If you got the weenie in, then
the your ass.
Actually, if you put the weenie in the pussy.
This can be called a weenie. It's a weenie size.
Then the Hitachi.
I did put it in. Look.
You know, if you're just now, listening right now, you really should be watching this on drsusie.tv. There you go. That's what you. Okay, so
the weenie needs to be in your ass.
See, the weenie.
You're nothing.
The weenie's too small.
The weenie needs
it
to
is.
Be in your
I'm so
ass.
Sorry.
Honestly, the weenie that this thing came with, also
big.
Known as the dong, because it's big. It's bigger. Yeah, this. This
careful,
is.
Careful.
This is a tiny one, right?
Wow, I really want to come, but.
I think what you need to do is this here. I think you need to just move forward on it. Just, yeah, and just, right, just put it on your clit. No, and you see, you're not going to get it on your clit that way, or are you? Oh, you are. Okay.
She's on it,
Okay. You're on it.
100%.
All right. And she's on it. Does it feel good yet?
Yeah, it feels good, better
really?
Than before.
Right, okay, all right. But don't, okay, if you're going to lean back, you can just make us both fall. Right, and... Okay. Mm. There's the sounds of sex.
Oh
or
my
she
gosh,
is a professional.
It feels so good.
But it might. That sounded a little bit more natural than some of Dayton's other sounds. So, yeah, let's just feel that Hitachi pressure. And, yeah, jiggle. Okay. Mad X Bike, we found a way to keep you riding, just like a Harley. Yeah. All right, that's the sound of Dayton's clit buzzing, in case you're listening. Well, and now, doesn't
Thank
it smell good? Oh, that microphone is so aromatic. Well, now she's riding the Hitachi. This is definitely, you know, masturbation. And I don't know if she can have an orgasm, though. She's having too good a time laughing.
That doesn't mean that I'm not having an orgasm.
It means you're having a gigglegasm.
That's right.
All right, let's hear it for Dayton Rains and gigglegasms. Woohoo!
Yeah.
And the Mad X Bike, I think we got one more, gigglegasm out of it. And she doesn't seem to want to get up, so
I'm comfortable.
There's something good about this.
It feels
right.
Really good.
Have you ever ridden a Mad X Bike?
No, I haven't.
No, I don't know if I recommend this because it's on its last wheels, I guess.
Yeah, we kind of rode it till the wheels fell off, but it's fun. It feels really good.
There's no wheels, actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you're doing a very good job holding it still. Yeah.
Yes, that's very good. Very good.
Yeah, you're helping. Are you usually a helper?
No.
No.
I can be.
Well, it's good. You're learning the bonobo way. You know, you do what you have to. Right. And she is determined to get some sort of orgasm out of this, huh?
I'm trying. There's a lot of people looking at me, so it's hard. I'm not.
But aren't you an exhibitionist?
I am.
Don't you like being the center of attention? You know, Marilyn Monroe had a fantasy that she was masturbating on the church pulpit in front of the congregation as they were all having sex and worshiping her beautiful body, as she came to a rip-roaring orgasm. And that was without a Hitachi.
Oh, my gosh, I'm going to come, Dr. Susan.
Really? All right. Hang on. All right.
Oh, thank you, Masturbation Month.
Whoa!
Oh, I'm going to fall off.
Yes, that is true. All right, so let's have another hand
for
the Masturbation Month.
Now it tickles. My welcome all vibrating.
Of Dayton Rains.
It's vibrating.
Yeah, it is. You seem like you're rested. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not pulling now. Mm-hmm. Look at my vulva and clitoris.
Let's look at your vulva and clitoris. Whoa, it is. Look at that. It's definitely engorged.
Right?
This is an engorged vulva.
And it's
what would
even
you
pink.
Say, doctor? Yeah, it is.
You
didn't see it before too well, but I have. It's definitely engorged.
It's really engorged and pink. It's from all that stimulation. See? Mm-hmm. Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself.
You know, that could be a Masturbation Month motto.
Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself.
All right, you said it once. Okay. Well. Okay. And now, I don't know. I think we should remove it.
We should.
Okay.
We should.
Say thank you, Mad X Bike. It looks like the month of May. It's all pink and pretty. Okay, it's still plugged in, though. So, you know. You are very helpful, even though you're not usually helpful. So we're bringing out the helpfulness in you. I think that's really neat. What are you usually? Selfish bitch?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I can be.
Oh.
Hello?
Hello?
Here's my mic.
Oh, there's your mic. Okay.
No, I can be helpful in general. I was just thinking you meant like in this situation, like helping somebody who's trying to masturbate. No.
Right. You don't usually help people that are masturbating.
I would.
Yeah.
But.
Well, no. Are you like a porn star?
I do porn. Yes.
You do porn.
And I do webcam.
And you do webcam.
Yes.
And you. Do you masturbate a lot on webcam?
I do, all the time.
All the time. And what's your favorite form?
Like I said, usually the Hitachi, like that's what I do by myself. But like we were just talking about, it's different when people are watching, as I have to make sure that I look good.
Right.
I have this tendency to close my legs, and everybody's like, we want to see, spread your legs. So
you
it's
know,
different.
Yeah. A lot of...
That's like me right now. I have to be like open and stomach sucked in and look good, because you don't want to have any stomach wrinkles, because we've been trained that you're in front of a camera all the time.
Not sure how I feel about this. You know, when you're performing, I mean, then when you're by yourself, you can relax and just
right.
do it the way you want, right?
Right. It's
and
much easier.
I can too.
And you can too. Okay.
Even if I'm having sex
Thank
by
goddess.
Myself. Like, or with another partner at home without cameras, I'm fine.
Okay.
But in front of cameras, you have to be like, suck in, look sexy, turn your head, don't make that chin wrinkle,
mm-hmm.
move your leg, and then still look like you're having a good time, right?
Well, there
right.
is no doubt that performance masturbation is very different than, you know, just... By yourself.
Right.
And even masturbation with a partner.
Well, that's still relaxing.
It's relaxing.
To talk.
If the I mean, you don't have to suck in for your partner.
No. Well,
I mean.
Captain Max is very exacting. No, I'm just kidding.
No. Oh.
Oh, there's a masturbator. A male masturbator. Look at this. we call him messed up. There is Roberto Bonobo, a.k.a. Messed Up, and he is getting into the spirit of masturbation.
With pink panties and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Enjoy. Oh, yeah. Get into the spirit. I love it. Wow. That was...
Here.
I told him when he's ready to do it to touch his crotch, but I didn't know he'd be naked.
Just, there you right. go.
Yeah. And
here,
yeah.
do you want some Astroglide Diamond Lube?
Yeah, Astroglide's my favorite. Right.
You want to get on? Should he sit on the bed?
Have you ever celebrated? You could sit on the chair, or you could sit on the bed, or I don't know. Sit on the Mad X bike, which still hasn't been removed.
Maybe yeah, we need to get the Mad X bike. I don't. I guess I could try to lift it.
No, no. Where is our
I can do
snappy
it.
Crew? No, don't do it. You're
all right.
Too delicate and in high heels. Jake. Oh,
does
Elvis Schoenberg is
thank
in the
you,
house.
Thank you, Elvis.
Yeah.
Wow. And he is. Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Yeah, just pick it right up. Yeah, very good. Okay. See, we have our audience help out. It's
thank you.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, just put it out. By
yeah. So, is that a microphone in your hand?
Oh,
it's
here.
Your dick. Never mind.
You can have my microphone.
All right, and we have a mic here. Is it not working? So
hello.
Oh, there it is. All right, so here we have, here, let me have the doll. I have here, thank you, Max. Yes, very nice. All right, I think we're going to have to take a break pretty soon, but in
the
meantime, I did want to have the male masturbator just tell me, do you always celebrate Masturbation Month this way?
You know, I masturbate frequently, but it's nice to be able to celebrate it.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that it was a you know, thank you, Dr. Susie. I feel much better about my masturbation this month. I feel like I can really embrace it. And, you know, I'm really going to try to push it to the limit this month.
Yes.
I'm going to try to do at least, I'm going to dedicate myself to 2 to 3 times a day. I've never done that before, but just for this month. Yeah.
Just to shoot out some blanks, you know, just. Why not?
Work it up.
I mean, don't force yourself, but, you know, it is kind of an exercise. It can be, right, can help your stamina.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you can sort of teach yourself to last longer with a partner. That's where masturbation education comes in, absolutely.
Very
so
nice.
So I heard you had a masturbation story.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I had a job as a night auditor at a hotel. And I got a lot of free time there, and there was a computer, and they had internet, and I would watch a lot of porn on the computer at work. And I thought I was slick. I thought nobody would find out until I went to a website where I caught a virus. And
yeah,
I thought masturbation was safe sex, but
not in this situation. It fucked up the computer, so... In the morning, I got talked to by my manager, and she said, hey, do you know what's going on with this computer? There's a virus on it, and there's a bunch of porn stuff just popping up. And like a little jackass that I was, I blamed on the security guard. I was like, you know what? The security guard's in here a lot. You know, I think he's probably beating off or something. I'm busy working. And she's like, you know we got a cam in here.
You have such an honest face that she might have believed
she,
you.
She could have believed me, but fortunately they had cameras there.
Ah.
So she told me I need to wash the keyboard, and they locked me out of the computer.
Wow.
He had to wash the keyboard.
He got caught.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's pretty, pretty, you know, symbolic. I mean, you got caught. A lot of people think about getting caught when they're masturbating. Either they're afraid of it or they really want to get caught. They fantasize about it. You actually got caught.
I did. I got caught working and masturbating. And, you know, I mean, now I'm here and I get to work and masturbate. And it's fucking great.
Now
welcome
you get
to my
to
world. I've been masturbating for 20 years.
It's you know, if you get caught working, if you get caught masturbating while you're working, maybe you should get a job masturbating while you're working.
I think you know what? You just got to kind of roll with things. People call them flaws, but perhaps you just haven't found your tribe yet.
Mm. I mean, you got a job masturbating while you're working.
I know, it's the best job ever.
Yeah?
I love it.
Wow.
Who doesn't like to masturbate? I've been doing it for 20 years, so.
And you're a good Catholic girl. Have you ever taken communion?
I did.
You did take communion
younger,
when you were younger.
I'm not. I don't practice.
When's the last time you took communion?
Oh, probably when I was like 12 or something.
Would you like to take a different kind of communion?
Sure.
Good, because we here in Bonoboville have Bonoboville communion. And it isn't masturbation. I mean, I guess you could take it off of yourself. Well, Dayton could suck her own tits. But you usually take it off of somebody else who's the altar. Anyway, I think we're almost out of time. We're going to do Bonoboville communion when we get back. What time do we have? Yes.
I think it's fine.
Well, no, you guys don't know. We want to wind it up?
We have
3 minutes. Okay, in that time, Captain Max, are you there? No. No, Captain Max? Yes? No? I was going to get Captain Max to tell. Okay. So,
when we come back, maybe I'll do some communion off either you two.
Well, yes, you will.
And you. But I'll take communion off everybody.
You take communion off. You're in a mood.
You're in a mood.
In a celebratory mood.
I am. I'm celebrating Masturbation Month.
It's true. We're just about to get there. We haven't even gotten there yet,
I haven't even got to masturbate with my chair.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to get my chair.
Oh, the chair.
The massaging masturbation chair.
Ah, that's a whole other thing. We have to see
Simon masturbate, perhaps.
He made a face.
Well, what about
not a little bit?
I'm all tapped out.
Over your jeans. Come on.
Did you masturbate before you got here? Just anticipate?
Like, why is that even your question?
You're so sneaky and masturbator. You're a masturbator,
masturbator.
Do you remember the first time you masturbated?
I know that I did when I was like really young, like 4 or 5.
I masturbated young too.
Yeah. I think most people do.
Girls, I think especially.
You know, ultrasounds show babies masturbating in utero.
I've heard that.
I've seen that.
So, you know, I think we only think we start masturbating at a certain time because that's when we remember as the first time. But we probably start even before that time.
Well, it feels good just even touching it. And there's like, it's like called an androgynous zone, I believe. And there's like
Dayton. Actually,
am I wrong?
You would say that Simon Frankie is an androgynous zone.
I am an androgynous.
But this is an erogenous zone.
Oh, erogenous. Well, whatever.
Yeah. No, it's
I'm not a English scholar or anything. I just know that. Well, I think I'm saying the right word. So it's okay.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
Well,
I'm
but
cute
we
enough
do
to
we
get
do
away with
try
it.
To educate as we masturbate.
Thank you.
Here on
just certain areas.
The Dr. Susan Block
Show. Children touch their wiener. They touch their balls.
They do. Now,
they
don't touch your children's wiener. Okay, don't do that. But if they touch their own wiener,
unless you're changing their
diaper, it's okay. My mother said to me, you know, you had to at least not do it in public. And
what, touch your wiener?
Well, I didn't have a wiener, but my
hoo-ha.
Wee-wee. And she also told me to wash my hands because she said, your hands are dirty and it's clean down there. So I was grateful to her for saying
that was nice.
My hands are dirty and it's clean down there. And she probably right. I had
any
peanut butter or snot or something.
Any guy that wants to fingerbang me, I make them wash their hands.
Absolutely. So
or girls.
I always wash
or
my
girls,
hands before sex
and masturbation.
Especially
the long-nailed ones.
No long nails near me.
And now, do we have to take a break?
Yes.
Yes. So don't come yet, and don't go away. We'll be right back with Masturbation Month kickoff on the Dr. Susan Block Show. Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special. Partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here, put the other right here, and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. Uh-oh. She's mounting the Sibian.
Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride. It's my best friend.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Sibian strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the womb room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy. Woo!
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort, plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating masturbation month.
Amen! Amen! Hallelujah!
Sonnez les matines, ding ding dong.
Princesse en français.
Oui, oui.
Happy Lupercalia!
She's coming! She's coming! Hallelujah!
Come for us, sister! Come for
us! Face. That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was
amen,
an orgasm.
Dr. Susan Block.
I think we have orgasm, Houston. Whee! And let's
we
have a hand.
We have liftoff. We have
we
liftoff.
We made it.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just going to take this home. I'm gonna take it.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm... Come on.
I don't think I can say those words. Where's the husband?
You got the simian. You don't need the husband.
Oh, oh my God. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh.
Don't let her fall
oh.
over. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.
This is Dr. Susan Block on the verge of Masturbation Month here in Bonoboville. Whoop, 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 whoop. These are my little flashcards. I have to keep them for the rest of Masturbation Month. And I'm very excited, speaking of spanking the monkey or just spanking, whoop, I'm going to be speaking at DomCon and going to give a presentation on the Bonobo Way, the most femdom apes on Earth. So check us out, May 21st. And I am going to be wearing an outfit by Abigail Gray Donis and some other outfits too, which we're going to tell you about. But Abigail has already started hers. So I'm very excited about that. She's a fabulous designer, and you can look her up if you can spell Abigail Gray Donis. So, Masturbation Month, that's where we are. And Dayton has her masturbation chair.
I have a masturbation chair.
I feel like you should have a drink in here, though.
I should. I don't know where... Oh, I have a drink. It's over here.
All right.
I get it.
Yep. And... and we have Savannah Fire.
Tis.
Very excited to have her on the show for the first time. Thank you, 360 Models. And so Savannah is about to try Bonoboville Communion for the first time.
Okay, I'll do my masturbation chair after.
Or during.
Or
you could sit back in your masturbation
that'd
chair
be great.
While she...
But then I can't pour the shot down, you know.
Well, you'd have to do that
I
later.
Have to stop.
There's two parts to the
Here, I'll just relax.
There's the masturbatory part, and then there's the other part. So, somebody has to pour the drink.
I know. Here,
okay.
I've got a lot of
maybe
tasks.
Jake could do that. Where is handsome Hollywood Jake? Can we get him into our vortex of
sex.
Power and
pussy.
Sex? Pussy power. And one.
But he doesn't have a shirt off.
No, he should. Really.
You should. You really should
can
have
you take
your shirt
off.
Could
you take
off?
His shirt off?
Just totally rip it off.
He loves to get the girls to take his shirt off, and then maybe
handsome Hollywood Jake loves to get the girls to take his shirt off. Thank you for doing it.
Whoa, beautiful! And would you let him take your dress off?
Okay.
Yay.
That was an
okay. This is fun.
Yeah, this is a good thing. Yeah, you're sitting back and watching.
I'm relaxing.
Your pussy show, everything.
Pussy showing.
All right.
Hold on, let me turn my back
on
massage on.
I'm
on high. You can tell.
Ooh.
We're vibrating.
Baby. See, this is the thing. When you masturbate, sometimes you're watching other people having some sort of sex. Or
this is sexy.
Maybe not. Ooh. Whoa. Yeah.
Let me position my...
Oh, yeah. She's stuck.
She's
that's
stuck.
The best part when they get stuck. This is going to fall. Be
I know.
Careful.
I didn't know that I wanted a drink in here
because
I knew I would lean back.
Okay. Don't put drinks in
there.
No,
I don't
gonna...
think so. That was just to show that that's what you could do.
And then we have a male masturbator.
We have a male masturbator.
Come forward, male masturbator.
I am vibrating so beautifully. And... Yes, spanking my monkey. And
here, should I turn on my...
Doing one for the old school here.
Should I turn on my Trojan
bullet? Bula. Yeah, turn on your bullet, baby.
Okay, I'm going to put it on to 4. I'll put that in the cup holder.
Yeah.
Ah.
Whoop. Something. Oh, no. You sat on my vibrator. It went off. I almost thought I had a power outage. And it was ready.
So we have, should we have our male masturbator come forward and masturbate with us?
It did go off. Whoa. What is going on here?
I don't know. I'm just vibrating everywhere. Ah. I feel so good.
Okay. No, I am testing.
What happened?
I think this.
Wait, there it is. I see the light on.
No, that's the green one.
Oh, that's the rotating cuff.
There we go. There we go.
I can see your hat jiggling, so I know it's working.
You know?
Well, right. They're electronic.
Where's that condom? There. It just went on. Okay.
Ooh.
Okay, it's working.
I can see your microphone jiggling.
So now we need to do Bonoboville Communion.
Okay.
So we have the...
I'll stop masturbating.
Yeah, you want to pour it? The agua. Yes, pour the agua. And this is a special type of communion, and it involves our altar girl, who also was brought up Catholic, and that would be Dayton Range. She actually won the award, the Dr. Susie Award, for Best Altar Girl of 2015, and is fast on her way to winning for 2016.
Yay!
So
aren't I lucky?
Could I have the salt, please,
salt.
Jake? Yes. All right, so first you come to
the
altar.
Oh, I have to get out of my massaging chair? I feel like a man that's watching the NFL game right now. I'm about to beat my wife.
You go to the altar girl's altar, and those would be her boobs.
Oh, okay. Here, let me get in a good boob position for you.
Okay.
I feel like I'm hitting myself in the mouth with the mic.
Yeah, here, okay.
You lost, that's got the windscreens gone, Susan, Dr. Susie. Mm.
Okay.
All right. Can you see my tits? Are they good?
They're marvelous, darling. See, this is what you don't have to worry about when you're masturbating by yourself. All right, so lick. Lick? Yeah, you lick first.
I haven't done my tequila.
Yeah, I know you haven't done it yet. We're teaching you.
Tequila.
Okay.
That reminds me of you lick it.
Yes,
and
yes.
I don't know, do other stuff.
And now we salt the altar and shot, please. No.
No?
Okay, I'm asking Jake.
Mr. Jake, stay focused. You're on camera.
All right, and now you lick the salt. Ah, and now you.
Here, lay your head, like if you lay your back on my boobs, I'll pour it down your throat.
All right,
I promise.
And you might have a sympathetic vibration from her chair.
I promise it'll feel good.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here we go.
Waterboarding.
Agua boarding. Yeah. Agua
Whoa.
Boarding.
Whoa.
No, we're not finished.
You okay there? Whoa. All right. Whoa.
Whoa.
All right, bravo, bravo!
Whoa.
Woohoo, Savannah Fire! All right, little up the nose there.
Yeah, you can thank that guy. I'm so sorry, I would not do that to someone, Jake.
Now,
it's Jake's turn.
Dayton has a smooth way of blaming others for.
I didn't.
Her.
Was
you
it
didn't
a big
have to
shot?
Give her the whole thing.
Yeah, it was
it
huge.
It was a huge shot. Right. But you
it
know,
was like
he poured
a really
it.
Big dick that you didn't know you were getting.
You know, we have to be bonobo here. Bonobos, settle down. All right. So we're almost ready for May to begin. And
I'll get you a baby wipe.
Yeah. Are you okay there? You're
I didn't mean to
hurt
you.
Let's say that one.
I just wanted to say that I was all wet.
Oh. Yay. All right. So we need some other microphones. And
I don't know
I have one that has no windscreen.
No, you need to put a windscreen on that.
Well, but I am not going to do
that. It's probably on the bed. Somebody lost it
somewhere on the bed.
What's a wind? Mm-hmm. Or
it's like a condom for a microphone.
Oh, the fuzzy part.
That's
okay.
Right.
There you go. You want to use this one instead?
Condom for a microphone.
Abraham, do we have a microphone condom back there?
So
I need a baby wipe.
I'm very excited to have Savannah here, not just because she is a beautiful, natural, and very helpful guest, but because also she is a fan of Sex at Dawn. Yes. By Christopher Ryan.
Right.
Shout out to Dr. Chris.
Holler.
Yeah. and so we're very excited about that. And you very influenced by Sex at Dawn.
I absolutely have. And it's like, I've always been interested in human sexuality. And I have a degree in psychology.
Oh, from where? Let's shout them out. I'll shout out my school.
Oh.
Bula
nice.
Bula, yeah.
Yeah. Woo. Wow.
You're not wearing your school's underwear,
I'm
sure.
Not.
But you can still shout them out.
University of Maryland.
That's all a right. very good school. Wow. And so what did you studied psychology.
Yes. And I loved human sexuality. It was my favorite class. I just thought it was fascinating.
Yeah.
And then I read Sex at Dawn. I was like, this is the book for me. Like,
really?
I just loved everything it had to say about human sexuality and bonobos.
Bonobos.
I love the bonobos.
Right, right. Well, you're going to get the bonobo
I feel
when?
Like a bonobo. When they're talking about like when the women are fertile and they have sex like 8 times a day.
Yes, and of course they also masturbate. Bonobos do.
Yeah.
You know, in the wild.
We saw them masturbating
with leaves.
Actually.
Yes, we did. We saw them diddling each other
each
and
other
by
and themselves.
And one thing I saw a few times ago is that they use sex toys. We saw them kind of playing with leaves a little bit. But
yes,
the time that I was there a few years ago, this bonobo Lana was rubbing this rubber ball up against her vulva. Like this, bam, 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 bam. You see the pictures of it, right, Roberto? So it's kind of like a vibrator.
Do you need a microphone, Roberto?
She is definitely rubbing. I would like a corroboration of that, Roberto.
Yeah, absolutely. She was definitely using that rubber ball to her advantage.
A lot of friction.
She knew what she was doing.
A lot of friction.
Yeah, a lot of friction. It was very cute.
Sometimes sexual friction is what we need to prevent interpersonal friction.
Amen.
I like
a
that
woman.
A lot, too.
That's deep.
The peacefulness that they use that to keep peace.
Yes, they
I
do use
amazing.
It to keep peace. They
Why
use
can't we do that?
Their sexuality, because we're very sexually repressed, because we've been calling masturbation self-pollution for centuries.
I only heard that it's naughty. Everything's naughty. Sex is naughty. Get a decent job. Don't. Why? What the hell are you up to?
What?
Get a decent job. No one's going to like you if you have that
but
job.
But that's because... people aren't talking to you about your masturbation.
But
they're talking to you about being a porn star.
Yeah,
but other people, can you imagine, they're caught masturbating. For instance, our friend messed up. Yeah. Maybe that's how he got messed up. Is someone caught him masturbating, embarrassed him for masturbating. Nobody's ever embarrassed you for masturbating. But yeah, he knows what it's like. And
Absolutely.
It can be done by the church, by government, if you're doing it outside and you're not... in a strip club. I mean, you are beautiful and you have a great outlet, webcam, strip clubs, for showing off. Now, if you're some, you know, doofus guy usually, I mean, sometimes women, but it's usually a guy, and he wants to be seen, but nobody wants to look at the poor schlub. And so he goes and he jacks off outside in some cemetery or something. And then somebody happens to see him and then the poor guy gets... you know, has to go to jail, and then he becomes a sex offender for the rest of his life.
This poor guy, he's just sitting there, you know, trying to get off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, now he's inside prison for 3 years, and he can't even move into a decent neighborhood.
Not that I'm
Wait
recommending.
A minute, if I show my nipples at the river,
Ooh,
I'm a sex offender,
right?
too.
Yeah, well, it's true. You shouldn't do that because it's against
just,
the law,
I
and
know,
it'll take you to
I mean,
jail. But at the on the other end of it, we should acknowledge that there is something in us that likes to play, you know, and sometimes likes to play in front of people. And some of us can get jobs doing it, but not all of us can. So be a little empathetic. Be a little non-judgmental. On the other hand, you know, don't be jacking off in front of the old ladies and kids. Call us.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless it's an old lady like me. I mean, you know, then it's okay.
You're not that old.
Yeah, well, you know, even when I get that old, I probably wouldn't mind having a cute guy jack off in front of me. Or girl. Yeah. You know, yeah, it's cute. A lot of fun.
I
it's
feel like I'll
lot
be like
of
that.
Fun.
Boom, boom, boom.
It's, you know what, as much fun as it is to, you know, masturbate in front of people, we've been talking about the joys of exhibitionism. The joys of voyeurism are very great, of course.
I think it's really fun to watch a guy jack off, actually.
Right. You're enjoying when messed up.
Yeah, I like to watch it. I like to watch anyone jack off. Yeah. It's kind of fun, you know.
Who else wants
That's
to jack off?
That's why I do
off?
Webcam, mm-hmm. and guys can do something
Jill
like
off?
That, perhaps.
Jill
off?
I like love to watch women masturbate. It's so much fun. It might be my favorite thing to do, watch women masturbate.
There you go.
All right.
What about you, Hollywood Jake?
What, do I like jerking off? Yeah.
No, do you like to watch women jerk off or
Why
masturbate?
Not?
Well, I don't know.
To. Yeah.
Well, I don't think that any guy that is somewhat in the least bit heterosexual wouldn't like to watch a woman masturbate.
Well, strictly.
If he likes the women.
Some of them are
yeah,
like,
it really
naughty.
Depends on that fact.
Well, they might say that's naughty,
right?
But they
Not
still
in a good
like
way,
it.
Though.
Yeah. I had somebody well, on yeah. Cam's show, and he told me that he couldn't buy or pay because his wife would find out, and they're super religious. Mm. And I told him that he could get a gift card. Like a Visa
yeah,
gift card.
Yeah, you can get a gift card.
Yeah,
but
there
it's
you
like
go.
Gift cards no. here at the Dr. Susan Blockins.
But I felt really bad because his wife found out and he had to go talk to his pastor and like be like rehabilitated and stuff for masturbating.
Oh,
hey,
God.
Well, good. You know what?
It was really sad.
That's awareness right
Maybe
there.
Maybe he should rehabilitate his pastor.
Yeah,
that's what I
With
would
a masturbation
tell him.
Seminar.
Just help him to understand that masturbation is natural and it doesn't mean you're being a bad husband.
Right. Really? He wanted to jack off and got in trouble?
Yes.
People get in trouble all the time.
That happened to me before. It was terrible. It was very terrible.
Are you
I don't
kidding?
Even know that that exists
That's
in the world.
Why we
oh,
have
shame.
Masturbation
oh,
month so that
really?
We can
yeah,
talk
the
about the benefits. The shame, exactly.
I thought it was
shaming.
Normal.
Well, wait, you're wait. Only being shamed for being a porn star because, you know, you keep your masturbation private. Anyway, yeah. Max.
Yes.
One of your masturbation stories, please.
Fill us in.
Well, okay, so...
Oh, my gosh, I'm on
so
pins and needles.
This is like 1950s, and I have a lot of friends, and one day I'm standing on a street corner, and one of my friends says, hey, have you, played with your thing? And I said, no. Why? Well, if you do that for a while, it gets really hard, and then... Stuff comes out of it.
Stuff.
What kind
I,
of stuff?
I said, stuff? What do you mean stuff?
They didn't define it.
You
in
mean like
ways.
Pee? No. It's no. this other stuff that comes out. So I went home, and I tried it. Okay. And sure enough...
Stuff came out.
Stuff came out, and things
great.
Got hard and so forth. And I shot it all over my... I had two bedrooms. I was up on the third floor in my... private sort of private bedroom. And so I thought, well, this is a lot of fun. So for weeks I kept masturbating, but here's the thing. I didn't know how this all worked.
Right.
And so I didn't have tissues. I didn't use tissues. I used papers from school. And
oh, no.
And I would come...
Yes.
Pulled out, you know, I would come school notebook.
Yeah, come... and so I would crumple them up. And
lined paper, yeah. probably. Yeah.
Right. I know the kind.
Right. Probably got a lot of seasons.
And, you know, this is Montclair, New Jersey, and it's like snowing, and it's wintertime, and I'm jerking off eight times a day, and I'm throwing the papers out there. Mm-hmm. So finally, one day, I get a knock on the door, and it's the maid. I grew up with the maid and the houseman. Mm. And she said, you know, Miki, that was my nickname. She goes, you know, Miki, there's a lot of papers downstairs.
Sticky papers.
Sticky papers. She says, what you should do is... you know, just get some toilet paper or something because that must be rough on you anyway. And so that was it, and I jerked off forever and ever.
And maybe flush it down the toilet as opposed to throwing
it out. No, I've never. Oh, yeah. Well, once I got to the tissue paper,
yeah,
I flushed
it down. As opposed to throwing it out in the bushes.
That's a very sweet lady. Yeah.
Now, my uncle, who grew up in a whole different world than I did with a governess and all kinds of things and butlers, he got caught at the family villa.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Masturbating out on one of the little rooftops outside. And the governess caught him. So she just beat him to a pulp, okay? And so the poor guy grew up, and he can't come unless somebody comes and whacks him in the ass.
You know?
Oh.
Poor guy.
That's what happens.
So, yeah.
We get traumatized. And
And then
DomCom is coming up.
Yeah. And then I had a very exciting thing happen to me because there was a girl in our school, and she was called, her name was Rita Little.
Oh, yes.
And she had bigger breasts than Dayton.
Okay? Oh.
Yeah. So
Rita Little wasn't little.
My boobs aren't that big.
Rita Little moved from
still in school, honey.
Moved from house to house and boy to boy. And everybody got to feel her breasts, you know. And so that was very exciting for me when I brought her up into my private room upstairs and I touched her breasts and I came. And that was a very enlightening thing.
Really interpersonal.
You came just from touching your breasts?
Just from touching That's not. Okay, so my first time with
yeah.
a...
first time he came.
Yeah.
Didn't even have to touch
it. No,
anything.
With a hooker. With
yeah,
a hooker,
with the hooker.
That's I'm going up the steps, and I come in my pants. All right?
That's called involuntary
so
masturbation.
So I'm really, like, embarrassed, and she's kind of leading me up the stairs, coming up. Anyway, she was
it
so
was an
sweet.
Easy job for
sweet
the hooker.
About it, right?
She was so sweet. She says, don't worry. That happens to a lot of people.
Less and wear and tear on my pussy.
She sat
right, that's really what she meant. I'll tell you right now.
she meant,
yes, I'm still getting paid. I didn't have to do any work.
She sat me on a bidet.
Aww.
And washed me up and all that. And she was very nice.
Hookers are nice like that.
And that cost 5,000 lira.
Right.
Which was about, in 1950s, was about $1.50.
Nice.
Okay. So, yeah, so that was my masturbation.
All right, keep talking. No.
So
I should always listen to your stories while I've got a vibrator in my pussy.
It's kind of erotic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This could be a new thing.
Well,
there
it
go.
Actually is something
so
I've
kids,
done many times. But
don't use your school paper. Use tissues.
Or baby wipes.
Or baby wipes.
Or
right?
baby wipes.
This was in the age before baby wipes.
What about socks? That was a popular
what about
thing.
A fifi? Has anyone ever masturbated with chicken cutlets? That's a big thing in prison.
What?
Liver is the big thing.
Liver,
yeah.
They put it, they make it into a thing, they heat it up in a microwave, and they fuck it.
Yep.
And what about American pie?
That's right.
Oh, American pie. That too. Mm.
All right, so.
All very innovative.
That's,
yeah.
you know. It's
well, it's like food porn.
Right. But now we want to see. I don't know. Can would you like to
I'd
do
like
something
to take
masturbatory?
I could.
You could.
I could use the Hitachi.
The Hitachi.
This
okay,
is
so we have a condom.
Yay.
Condom over there.
You need a condom?
Yeah, condom.
Here, I can whip up a condom. Hold
too.
On. There's
panties
one in that
too.
Box.
In the
just
box.
A moment. I know where it is.
Oh yes, measure B.
Maybe.
Okay.
I thought there was one in there.
Or did
nope.
that one go? On?
That one's gone too.
Okay.
Hold
I've
on.
Got them upstairs.
I got one.
You
I'll
got
be right
one.
Back.
Oh, she'll be right back. All right, so you got to get in the mood.
I'm
you,
already in the mood.
Do you like to fantasize?
I don't really.
No, no.
Like I
physical.
Do more now than I used to when I was younger, but I don't need it. But we're talking about sexy stuff, so I'm already like ready.
Yeah, what's the sexiest thing we were talking about?
Everything? Oh. No, we're talking about masturbation. I don't know. That's hot.
Yeah.
Masturbation.
Masturbation. Well, you could just rub this corn against your, you know, outside of your vulva for a little while, just, you know, to kind of get it. It's kind of got some ridges. And
I've heard corn is good to masturbate with.
Really? Actual corn?
Yes.
Corn
could because
top.
Of the ridges.
Oh, yeah.
Is that
yeah.
cooked or raw?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
What I've heard cam girls say that, though. Webcam girls. Mm. Use corn.
They use out in Iowa, also, they use a lot of corn.
We should serve corn next time.
Yeah.
We should have that at the bar.
Yeah. Well, it's oblong, you know. I wouldn't want it to be, you know, seasoned with salsa.
Yeah, but Dr. Susie, Dr. Susie.
And here is Miss Dayton Rains, naked with a condom.
Dr. Susie.
Oopsie daisy, I have
Dr.
two condoms.
Susie.
I have.
Yes, Max.
You cannot use those vegetables to insert because they are
that's
not
somewhat illegal.
I have red or
red
green.
The health inspector back there. Quiet
Do
down.
You like red for hot wildness or green for eco-sexuality? Eco. Okay, no, you can't talk into the Hitachi.
Okay, so maybe after you have an orgasm and you masturbate, I could take communion off your vagina.
Mm. Sounds like a great idea.
It does.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Here we go.
That's
Rev yourself
that.
Up.
Okay.
Mm. So she is now opening the eco-sexual condom, and I think it's going to go smoothly. He's got
I think it goes the other way. I think you want to flip it over.
Oh, okay. You got a what? Okay.
Here, I'll do it. Yeah, you hold the mic, I'll do it.
Yeah,
I got it.
It's slippery. Okay, here we go. And here.
It's going to be a joint effort.
It's big.
Make this
you know,
happen. Holy shit.
There you go. It's made for Magda. You don't have to do it all the way down like that, but all right.
Yeah.
Anyway, the main part is over there. You know.
Above and beyond, Dayton.
You don't put that part of the Hitachi in.
I don't know. I'm just, you know, what if you're a squirter?
Nice. Yeah. See, now you put it over the controls. Yeah, okay.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, here we go. Okay.
I got it.
All right. It's good.
We got this.
You're golden.
Okay, we have the other one just in case.
Game time.
Okay, so here we go. This is the lovely.
Oh, I like your pubic hair. Thank you.
Savannah. Savannah. Mm-hmm. I like that name, Savannah. Is that like the African Savannah or like South?
I don't know. I just like that name.
It's kind of southern, like a southern belle. Mm-hmm.
Savannah, Georgia.
And now I'll hold this so you can just enjoy the lovely vibration. Is it vibrating?
Yes. Mm. It feels good.
Oh, and I do like the way you are au naturel in the titties and in the pussy.
In the face,
everything is like natural. She's an all-natural girl, but she's got a machine between her legs. And it is working. I can see it. I think, unless she's a very good actress.
No, I'm not.
No, okay. She's really feeling it. I see her feeling it. Wow, beautiful. Oh, that Hitachi is just simple, very simple, nothing fancy, just rubbing up against that clit. That all natural bush just curling around that beautiful Hitachi head. And she is feeling the vibration. And she is moaning audibly.
Really sexy. And her facial expressions are even more sexy.
Oh, yes.
Turn down that light a little bit on the camera.
And she is doing it. Savannah Fire is just firing up.
Oh, look, there
that
she goes.
Clit.
Does that feel good?
Oh, yeah, she got a smile on her face.
Okay.
She is really feeling it. And she's got that look. Ooh, vibration,
looks really good.
Bliss, and yes. Oh, yeah. Savannah Fire. She's got all these lights on her, so it's not too easy to relax. Breathe deep. Breathe deep. Squeeze your PC muscle and release it.
And squeeze it. Release it.
And move the Hitachi away for a second.
Squeeze it.
Yeah, and now squeeze it and release it and breathe in and out and in and out and now put it back.
Beautiful.
Just get it where you like it. Oh, yeah. just simmering. Oh. On the stove of desire.
Cameras, face shots also, please. Cameras, yes. Face shots, please.
Yes, show her face. So beautiful.
Beautiful.
Oh.
There's an obsession with the pussy right here. Yeah. How about the face? Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, yeah. And then you could show the pussy again. Beautiful. Yes, indeed, Savannah. Fire. You are on fire. You are lighting up masturbation for everyone.
Savannah, you deserve this.
So
don't you want to come? You feel really good.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Oh, yes. Oh, lady. Beautiful. Whoa!
Yeah.
Let's have woo. For Savannah Fire. Certainly,
yay.
Lit us all on fire. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Burn down the music back there. Whoa, music, whoa. Burn it down.
Whoa, that was beautiful.
I usually only squirt from penetration.
But you just squirted, didn't you?
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you did. You squirted all. I saw it.
On everybody. Which is fun.
Beautiful, yes, and stripping. Beautiful,
awesome.
Squirting,
sparkling, I'll take the condom off. You don't have to do it.
Orgasm.
Yeah. I'll do it.
Well,
it's my stuff on there.
Okay,
my
that's
juices.
Good. Thank you.
Well, they might like to. Yeah.
Yeah, right?
And we can sell that now. Okay. No.
Let's sell this.
And I think we just have to have another concerted applause for...
Yeah, this was amazing.
Savannah Fire. Brava. And we have entered Masturbation Month now, brothers and sisters. We didn't even know it, but we entered it as Savannah was coming.
That's
awesome. And we are now in the month of May. If you're listening to us live, brothers and sisters, May Day!
May Day!
Masturbation Month has come. And yes, indeed it has. And
I know
so
I came.
Savannah, and you came.
And
I'm,
I did.
I'm working my way. Back
and then
to you someday.
I don't know if our male masturbator is going to come.
I didn't see the stuff come out. If
I
that's
didn't
what
either.
Like Max says, there's got to be some stuff.
Some crunchy stuff.
Do you got some toilet paper, or are you just using papers from school?
I don't know. I got some school papers somewhere around here. I don't know if my grades were as good as Max's, though.
Yeah. My grades were awful.
Okay.
Especially when you gave those sticky papers to the teacher, I'm sure. Wow. I'm really, like, thrilled.
Are you relieved?
No, me not.
Not yet.
No, her, yes.
She's relieved.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm relieved. I feel like I've been in, like, a lounge chair.
Yeah, you are in a lounge chair. With your vibrator in the cup.
My vibrator in the cup holder.
My vibrator is
I can turn my vibrator on again.
Yeah. And by the way, I mean, coming is great. We love coming. But, you know, sometimes you don't come when you're masturbating, and that's okay, too. It's good to just, you know,
sometimes
play with
you
yourself.
Sometimes you don't come
sometimes.
Even during sex, and that's
well,
okay, too.
Well, definitely. That is true.
It's
so
still okay. Doesn't
in
mean
any
you
case,
didn't enjoy yourself.
Masturbate this month. You know, if you don't do it at any other time, you should do it, you know, regularly. But certainly this month is a good month. And if you need a hand, well, the... Therapists Without Borders of the Dr. Susan Block Institute are here for you, including Dayton Raines.
You can call us or webcam with us anytime. We can talk about all kinds of things. 310-568-0066. Call us.
And there's a bunch of us. Ono is a therapist. And Chelsea Demoiselle in the fields of Oregon. And, yeah, we've got Rain and all kinds of therapists. And you are kind of a therapist on your own, too. Give some shout-outs to what you do.
Right. I do it on webcam. I feel like I am.
So where do we find you?
I'm helping people.
You are.
You are.
I'm on Chatterbait, chatterbait.com/Savannah Fire, all one word.
Wow.
My last name is spelled F-Y-R-E. It's a little bit different. But that's where I usually do my therapy.
All right.
All right.
Well, you know, check her out. And thank you, guys. Sorry about that. Yeah, you want to suck my finger? Here. So, messed up, hanging out in his pink underwear. Mm-hmm. And of course, Simon Odysseus Blaze, who, you know, the blaze and the fire, there's something
going on there. We did a scene together. It was pretty awesome.
Ah, well, you'll have to do a scene together here sometime. But we have run out of time. Oh. And thank you, Hollywood Jake.
Of course.
You know, there can be masturbating during the after party, though. We could all just have a circle jerk or jill off. You know, it can happen. And so we just want to thank you, my darling listeners and viewers, for having us in your home or your cardboard box or in your car. Don't masturbate while you're driving. That's not safe sex. But if you are home or in a safe place. Oh, you like to masturbate when driving?
I like to live dangerously.
I've masturbated while driving.
I like that too. It's actually
stuck on the 101 freeway. I did it.
Honestly, I know. Some clients, I
live in LA. I give it a shot.
I tell them to pull over at least. So
it's
I'm cautious.
Fun.
What can I say? But do, you know, make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war, and masturbate. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you. Mm. I love you. Say I love you.
I love you.
I love
you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
See the clap sign.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.